from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name. I'm glad that you're taking these moments to tune in and listen to our 15-minute gospel program. May I just take a moment to encourage you to write to us if you haven't already done so. We're always glad to hear from our listeners, and if you've been listening in and the Lord has been blessing His Word to your heart, then why not take a moment to write and let us know? It could be that you're tuning in for the very first time this morning. If that's so, we give you a special word of welcome and trust that you'll become a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, as he continues with his series in Mark's Gospel. He's bringing his next message in the series right after these words in song.
Till I see the Lord. Good morning and welcome to our gospel program. Delighted to have you with us. Now we're going to read from the Gospel of Mark, beginning a new chapter today, the chapter 3 of the Gospel of Mark, as we study God's Word together. So please make sure you have your Bible there. We do want you to have it to hand and follow with us as we read. Mark's Gospel, the chapter 3, and we're reading from verse 1. And he, that's of course the Lord Jesus, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Amen. May God bless this reading from his precious word. The subject we're going to look at this morning is the healing of the man in the synagogue who had a withered or paralyzed hand. In the verse 1, we see a word which reminds us of a very important truth. It says that he, that is the Lord Jesus, entered again. The Lord Jesus was a frequent attender at the place of worship. Could I ask, are you? Do you frequent the house of God where the Bible is preached, where Christ is present in power? I hope that you can say that you do. The man with the withered hand, he obviously was an attender at the synagogue. And I tell you, that's the best place to go with your troubles. Happy was that man that he was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day that the Lord Jesus visited. It resulted in his healing. In the verse 2, we are introduced to another little word that is important. It's the word they, and they watched him. Who is referred to here? Well, it's the same group of individuals who is referred to by the word them in chapter 2 and the verse 27. And he said unto them. Of course, it refers to the Pharisees. You go back up to verse 24 of chapter 2 and you will see that. The Pharisees were already beginning to line up against the Lord Jesus early in his ministry. There's nothing like the preaching of the gospel, you know, to stir up the enemies of the gospel, to stir up the devil and his agents. And here they are, stirred up. And they're watching the Lord Jesus. The first thing I want us to take note of today is that Christ and his people are closely scrutinized by those anxious to find fault. How wrong it is to watch the Lord Jesus only to criticize. How right it is to watch the Lord Jesus in love, in admiration, in faith, in order to learn, in order that we might love him all the more. But the Pharisees were not watching him in order that they might learn from him. They were watching him in order that they might find an opportunity to accuse him. But the Savior shows us here how easily he can silence his critics. You see, the Pharisees, they had their own notions as to what should and what should not be done on the Sabbath day. They didn't believe it was right to heal a man on the Sabbath day. So the Savior answered that criticism by asking a simple question. Verse 4, he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. They couldn't answer him. It's clear that the God of heaven would have no objections to a man doing that which is good, to a man performing an act of mercy to his fellow man on the Sabbath day. But these old Pharisees, they were anxious if by any means at all they might find occasion to criticize the Lord Jesus. But they were unable to answer the Savior when he posed this question to them. The second thing I want you to notice is that Christ, the loving, tender Christ, is angered by the wickedness of men. Verse 5, look at it. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he looked in anger. I wonder, does the Lord Jesus look upon you and upon the way you live and upon the things you do and the things you say and the thoughts you think, and does it anger him? Does it anger him? Oh, take heed, my dear friend, and consider how Christ sees you. The hardness of their hearts, that's what caused the Savior to be angry with these Pharisees. Oh, don't harden your heart against the Lord. Don't harden your heart against the gospel. The last thing I want you to notice is that man's opposition to Christ cannot stop him working. The man with the withered hand was healed. The Savior says in verse 5, Stretch forth thine hand, and he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. His withered hand, what a handicap that was. But Christ commanded him to stretch it out. And in obedience to the Savior, we find that healing was wrought. Oh, it is in obedience to Christ in the gospel that you will be saved. The command is to obey the gospel, to repent and believe. And the one who publicly bows the knee to Christ and obeys his word will be saved. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.